I am the ascended master Parvati, divine consort of Shiva. I come to congratulate you who are the spiritual students of Korea with the changes that you have been the open doors for precipitating in your nation over these past 10 months since our last conference. Naturally, some of these changes were begun already before by the invocations you had given so faithfully and in such great numbers that it had the critical mass to bring about these changes that led to the impeachment of the president. I wish to make you aware that there is a need for you to continue to make calls on the situation in the sense that there is some cleanup work to do, so to speak, because you should not overlook the fact that your previous president was not a very strong personality. She was by no means a fallen being or even an evil person, but she did have karmic ties with her father, who was a lower-ranking fallen being, which you will be able to see by studying his history and his methods and even his mindset. And so it was necessary for her to come into embodiment with his father, and it affected her in many ways so that her psychology was deeply split, and this then made her vulnerable to the influence of this shamanic leader that you all are aware of. And this has meant that she was deeply conflicted as a president. This was essentially why the dark forces attempted to put her in office, because they thought that they could use her to further their ends in Korea and strengthen the hold that these dark forces felt they had over this nation through the business conglomerates and these powerful families that have formed the power elite in South Korean society ever since the war. And so, my beloved, what we wish to bring to your attention is that it was your calls that was the tipping point that brought about this victory for the light that led to the impeachment of the president. You may think that there was some chaos associated with this. We know, of course, that many people were deeply afraid and felt it was a very chaotic and uncertain time. But I tell you that it was a necessary change for the progress of Korea into the Golden Age, because it was not a matter of getting rid of one particular person as president. It was a matter of literally defeating the dark forces who, through their black magic, have worked through her without her having any evil intention or even being aware of what was happening. But of course, you always have some personal responsibility for opening yourself up to certain forces, and so I am not thereby saying that she is completely free of karma or responsibility. Nevertheless, the point I wish to make is that there is a need for you to make the calls for the binding of the demons, the fallen beings, and the dark forces that are behind this entire situation, and even beyond this particular president, are seeking to control South Korean society and maintain a status quo where there is a small elite that has control. And so by knowing this, by making the calls on it for the binding of these forces, both in the emotional octave, in the mental octave, and in the identity octave, you will be able to continue this work until it is completely cleaned up and we have a sealing of especially the astral plane so that no dark forces can use this situation and attempt to inflame a violent situation like they attempted to do last year. You need to call for the binding of all forces who are willing to use violence in the political arena of Korea. You need to make the calls for the binding of all dark forces who are still seeking to use this situation to create a division between the older and the younger generation. And you need to make the calls for the binding of the forces who are seeking to use the fear of the older generation, those who can still remember the war, so that they feel they have to submit to these dark forces and their representatives and embodiment in order to avoid being overrun by communism. My beloved, there was indeed a point where it was necessary to have some defense against communism in South Korea. But I wish to make you aware that this situation and this fear was taken advantage of by certain dark forces to therefore set up a dictatorial rule that was not the highest potential for this nation. And these forces have ever since attempted to maintain that grip on society through the business conglomerates and the powerful families behind them. And you will see, my beloved, that they are the ones who are still seeking to control, especially the older generation, through this fear of what could happen if there was not some controlling force that could stand against the communism that they still feel is a threat. But I tell you, my beloved, that the spread of communism from Korea to South Korea is no longer a realistic threat, and therefore it is simply that the dark forces are taking advantage of this fear that they have in the older generation, and they are seeking to promote it and perpetuate it so that the older generation will be against overthrowing status quo, changing status quo, and bringing in a new, entirely new climate in the political and economic arena of Korea. And so we wish you to make the calls for this so that we can release the light and really, truly clean up this entire dark force that is behind these situations, and therefore open up the pathways whereby those who are brought into embodiment by us and are ready to take over as leaders of South Korea, both in the business world and in the political world and in other arenas, they can be emboldened and empowered to step forward and simply wake up and realize, this is my time, this is my time to step forward, and now I clearly see the ideas that will carry my nation into the next stage. Whether they see it as a golden age or not is not important, as long as they realize that here is an idea that is so obvious that it simply must be carried out, and we are the people who can do it. Thus, we are grateful for all the calls you have made and will we continue to make. We do not wish you to overinflate your self-importance, but we do not wish you to underinflate it either, because we need you to recognize, my beloved, that when you put yourself in the nexus of the figure eight flow and open up for a figure eight flow from the Ascended Masters, then things will indeed begin to happen in the physical octave, as you have seen these past 10 months. So, my beloved, we congratulate you, we thank you, and now I will move on and leave the word to another Ascended Master who has other important things to tell you.